they do get mildly irritated that sometimes we're late for things because mom is on the phone dealing with a customer or answering emails or, you know.
Welcome to Radio Free School.
I'm Beverly Hoffs, and my business is Heart to Heart Designs. I designed a baby sling because I had my firstborn was really, really fussy, and I found that I couldn't put him down. I had to hold him all the time, and so I designed this carrier, and then other people kept asking me to make them one, and kind of before I knew it, I was in business making them, and mostly just word of mouth. People were calling me, and then business started calling me, and La Leche League Canada put in an order and just took off.
So where does the homeschooling part come in?
I met a family out west when we lived out there, and I had had such a rough relationship with my parents during my teens, and when I met their teenage kids, I could not believe the relationship that they had with their parents. And that was the biggest thing for me that struck me about homeschooling. And then when it came time to put my son into kindergarten, I actually went to the school and looked at the kids sitting in the classes, and I just couldn't do it. So I decided, well, we'll try it for a year, and then that led to another year, and then he stayed home until he went into grade 11. He heard they needed a goalie for the high school hockey team. So he went in grade 11 and got on the hockey team and traveled around and really enjoyed himself. And now he's at Lakehead University taking outdoor recreation.
How many children do you have?
Four.
They obviously grew up within the business, so
yeah.
How do they feel about the business?
Well, sometimes they resent it, but they're happy. Like my one daughter, she horseback rides, and she gets her money from working here. She's happy to get the money. They do get mildly irritated that sometimes we're late for things because mom is on the phone dealing with a customer or answering emails or, you know, have to deliver this to somebody. But for the most part, like, they've enjoyed going into Toronto. When I go fabric shopping, we'll stop for lunch somewhere, or we'll go shopping at some outlet stores that they can't find locally. Or so it's it's opened up a lot of opportunities for them as far as being aware of what it takes to run a business, meeting people within the business community,
handling money.
Yeah, it's been very good that way. And my daughter, actually, my 16-year-old, is just starting up her own business, making newborn keepsake bracelets, which we're going to sell on our website.
Is this business important to you as far as your self-image? Or if you weren't working, would you feel that you needed to be working? Or
I'd prefer not to be working.
Okay.
I have a million of other things that I would love to do, gardening and, you know, just volunteering, different things. hanging out with my friends. This is our family income. My husband works with the business now. We have to do this.
Yeah. Is there anything else you might want to add?
It's always been a juggling act. Always. Because, well, it is, even having your children at home, you're juggling between housework and, you know, running a household. I do think unschooling is what we did, and that's the only thing that could have possibly worked for me. It worked out well because in the beginning, as the business was still young, I had a lot more time to spend with the children. And I did make it a policy that if the phone rang, there was things that I would just let the answering machine take it. Because if I was involved in doing something with the kid that I didn't want to interrupt, I didn't let it interrupt. But there were lots of times where, you know, we were getting ready to leave for things and my kids would roll their eyes because I'd still be on the phone. And so there's give and take, and they take it. They do their own thing. I'm very happy with how that's worked out. They're all such unique little individuals. They have so many different strengths, and they've had the opportunity to do whatever they want to do. Because we're rural, I'm driving them around to a lot of things, but I think unschooling offered a lot more flexibility, and I'm really happy with the unschooling myself. It's funny because it's such a leap of faith. You read that, you know, when your child does ever go to school, that they do just as well or better, whether they're unschooled or whether they're doing school at home. But somehow you think, oh yeah, it did work for those kids, but it won't work for mine.
Yeah.
I know my kids, and they, like, my son never wrote anything more than his name. He just was not into writing anything, and not into doing math. All he did was read history, if he read at all. He was very interested in history. But when he went to school, like, he ended up being in the principal's honor roll, which completely stunned me. It really doesn't have anything to do with what we try to make them learn.
<Isn't it?
laughs> They get in there and they figure it out.
Roll call! Come along now, you'll be late for parade! Rip, 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 car!
You are listening to Radio Free School on CFMU.
My name's Louise, and I have four children. My oldest is almost 14, and my youngest is 2. And we've pretty much always homeschooled in a variety of different ways, and we've done kind of homeschooling co-op programs with other homeschooling families as well as on our own. I just, I really love having the kids home, and it's, for the most part, pretty unstructured, but when I do decide to do something, then it's structured. And I want it done now. In addition to having the kids at home, I work part-time for 2 different athletic organizations. I'm also a volunteer with a charitable organization, and I have my own home business as well. So I have a lot of little things, so I have a lot of flexibility in where I spend my hours working, but some things I have no choice but to do during, you know, a regular business day. The athletic organization jobs fluctuate with the seasons, so certain times of the year are really quiet for work, which I enjoy, and then certain times are really busy, and it's nice with the homeschooling that I can, you know, follow that rhythm. And when it's quiet for work, I can be more active with homeschooling. When it's busy for work, the kids know they get to play a lot more.
Right. So what is it you do? What's the home business?
I work for the Hamilton Olympic Club, which is a track and field organization in Hamilton, and I'm kind of their administrative assistant. I manage all the paperwork and registration and organize the volunteers with the organization with the, you know, board meetings and, you know, booking hotels and travel arrangements when coaches and groups of athletes go away on away meets, as well as managing a lot of their financial stuff and communications with the public and advertising, all that kind of stuff is the one job. And then one of my other jobs is I also schedule umpires for Ancaster baseball. Both my jobs entail a lot of emailing, which is really good because I can email at 2 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock or whenever it fits into my time. And then generally speaking, I do a lot of my work after the kids have settled down for the night. And my home business is that I'm also a certified childbirth educator. So I teach prenatal classes. But that's the one business that I do very little of right now. I don't do any advertising. It's just whatever falls in my lap because I just don't have time to do it all. And so although that's my favorite one, I have to balance that with the needs of my family and making some real money
right.
on a regular basis. And my brother and I also had a business selling items on eBay, which you know, a lot of people do now, and it was pretty good. And we've actually just dissolved the business this past spring. It was just overwhelming for me. But again, it, a lot of it to do with the computer. It allowed me to have that flexibility to work in bits and pieces and late at night, and you know, fit the homeschooling in around it, and vice versa.
Can you include your children in the work that you do?
I can. My oldest, he does help me out a little bit with the umpire scheduling, as he is one of the umpires himself. So he'll sometimes be a helper there, and sometimes with my other job with the Hamilton Olympic Club, if we have mailings and things like that to do, I get them to stuff envelopes and stick stamps on and stuff like that, and they're pretty helpful in that way. But most of it, I do. Manage on my own. Our old eBay business, the kids helped package things that were being mailed out, although I did have a lot of errors coming back to me, so I had to eliminate some of their participation there. But the kids, you know, they're pretty patient. I do spend a lot of time on the telephone as well. And sometimes it gets frustrating when certain aspects of any of my jobs are urgent, then whether I'm doing something great with the kids or not, it has to stop so that I can attend to business, which I wish I didn't have that aspect, but I think I've got far more flexibility than if I worked outside the home. You know, at certain times I found that I needed to just have more discipline myself, not just with the homeschooling, but with the job and not letting it interrupt. And saying, okay, from, you know, 9 until 12 in the morning, I don't look at email. I do not answer the telephone. If I want to get something done with the kids, then I have to be willing to say that that is the most important and that really nothing in my business life could be more important that couldn't wait until afternoon. For the most part, that works out pretty well. I would maybe say that part of the reason that I work at these extra jobs is so that I feel like I have a little bit of flush money, so to speak, to fund some of our homeschooling ventures, and that's part of it. My husband is, he's pretty accommodating is the word I'd use more than outright support. So that was important, that any expenses that we incur because we homeschool, that we wouldn't incur if our kids were in school. I kind of like to feel like I'm earning that so that I can feel that it's not affecting our family finances directly, that it's kind of something that I can increase or decrease at will, so to speak. So if I need to budget more for a homeschooling venture, then I work a little more. Mm-hmm. I do have some of that flexibility. And knowing that, you know, of course, the hours always correspond. So the more money that you need, generally, the more you have to work, the less time you have to do the things you want to, which is hard. So striking that balance is an ongoing challenge. But I feel that that's a challenge that every family faces, whether they're one parent's at home and not doing any paid employment, or whether they're working outside the home. I mean, all families have to figure out how to balance the time they have and the things they have to do. I enjoy it, and some days I think it's too much, but never do I sit there and say, I should put the kids in school. Instead, I should say, I should work less.
Every night before I go to sleep, find a ticket, win a lottery, scoop the pearls up from the sea, cash them in and buy you all the things. you need. Every night before I rest my head, see those dollar bills go swirling in my bed. I know they're stolen, but I don't be bad. I take that money, buy you things you never had. Oh, baby, jet plane, babe. Get you on a higher plane to a jet stream and take you through the stratosphere and check out the planet then and take you down deep where it's hot, hot in the radio, baby. Then cool, cold, you feel the snow and we'll roll, train, roll, train, roll, roll, train, train. When we're dreaming, when we're dreaming, when we're dreaming.
My name is Kalani Watkins. I live in Vancouver, British Columbia. I have two children. My son is Alex, and he is 10, and my daughter Malaya is 7. They have never been to school before. Traveled around quite a bit. We lived in Ontario and then Hawaii, and now we're back in Vancouver. We kind of, I guess you could say, we unschool. We do use a math curriculum, but when we just take it day by day. We belong to a great unschooling, it's called self-design, and we just love it. I log in once a week, and I report a journal to the learning consultant, and whether the children played with frogs that week or salamanders, or we went and did a volunteer with something, it all counts. The government gives these incentives to all these district learning programs that are going on. It's kind of a, I guess, to be part of these homeschool programs. They have, you know, they'll give you $1,000 per child per year to report to them every 3 months. And, you know, you take in your work and you follow this curriculum. What they'll do is per child, depending on the program that you belong to, some programs, you know, you have to follow pretty a strict public school, you know, outline of your math and your science and your grammar and your English and everything like that and your social studies. Then you have to turn into the teacher every 3 months and you sit down and you talk with them and go over all what your child has learned in the past 3 months. And that didn't seem to work for us. My children belong to the Gifted Association of British Columbia and we seem to just work better with unschooling as per se, you know, just natural-led learning. So when we found self-design, that just fit us. And what the difference with self-design is I journal once a week. And when I journal once a week, I just journal what we've done in everyday life. We cooked this week or, you know, we helped out our grandparents by doing this or that or lots of reading and things like that. So it seems to work. And that seems to please the ministry of education, mm-hmm. but now they've changed it. We won't get the funding. It will be kind of redirected into, you know, if your child's in gymnastics, gymnastics will be then paid directly. Last year was the first year I ever did that because of the incentive of getting the money. Otherwise, I really don't think it's worth it. So, yeah, I don't know if I will do it again in September. I may just stay registered. I work from home, and I am a postpartum doula and a breastfeeding counselor coordinator. And my job is I work with high-risk mothers who are drug addicted. So I work from home, and I send other doulas out to do client work with these ladies.
Can you just say what a doula is?
A doula is a mother's helper. And what we do is we help moms get connected with the community, especially these mothers that are high risk. They probably, most of them don't have a lot of family with them. So we get them connected with the community. We help them with any breastfeeding problems they have if they choose to breastfeed. We help them with a bit of laundry or light housekeeping. We help them with their support groups, help them deal if they've come up with postpartum depression and things like this. And we try to get them stabilized in the community and support groups and other things. How to use public transit and all those kinds of things before we wean ourselves out of there. I am considered self-employed, but I am contracted out through a health solutions service, which then has a contract with the Ministry of Children and Family Development. And usually how it works is I will get my children set down and reading or doing their activity usually in the morning, and I sit down and take a bit of time out and do my work. It varies, so I can take my work on the road with me when we're attending our activities and things like that. Seems to work. How it works is I just do the coordinating, so I am able to stay home and not have to go out and see the women. So I send out, we have a team of 7 women, and I do all the booking and coordinating for them, and I call them and then send them out. Worst case scenarios, I then get child care. My husband stays home from work, and then I will go. My son is into building, and my daughter's into lots of art and drawing, so they're pretty good at working on their own and things now. I have always homeschooled. My children have never been to school, but I became a breastfeeding counselor in 1998 when my daughter was born, and I stayed home and just volunteered the odd time in Hawaii helping mothers there, high-risk moms helping them link to the community and giving breastfeeding support. But no, I chose to stay home. It has only been in the past year since we've moved back to British Columbia that I kind of just fell upon this through another homeschooling mother, and it just seemed to work.
So briefly, what would you say are some of the challenges you have to face?
Challenges I face when we get really busy, it can get a little overwhelming some days. The kids then are, you know, left to do their reading on their own or things like this. But for the most part, I make sure and I take the time out and I just, you know, maybe answer my calls, take a period out of an hour or something and get my children settled and then do all my work there and then put everything on hold. If I still have calls coming in, I will just put them on hold until, you know, another free moment, and then I answer. It works out quite well. The kids are never, you know, as per se neglected from their routines or anything like this. And when they're in their art program or they're in zoology right now, I will just wait in the car and get all my telephone calls done while they're attending their programs. You know, I take that moment when they're outside playing with their friends, and, you know, I can sit on the porch then and do my work then. I know at this moment in time I don't have to work, but it just, I seem to enjoy it. But at the same time, no, it's not important to me. It's my children come first, so in any matter, and the company I work for knows that, and actually most of the women that I work with are homeschool mothers as well. The children come first, and my job, it comes second, and it just seems to work right now, and who knows, down the road in a month or two, I may find that it doesn't, and I will choose to not do it anymore. Yeah, I think I'm blessed to be able to be home and have the choice to work from home and homeschool. My husband is an engineer, so I'm able to do these things, and I guess the extra work that I am doing provides us with, you know, that extra family vacation at the end of the year or this or that. Yeah, I enjoy, you know, a little bit of being able to, you know, keep my health skills up with work, but at the same time, you know, if I had to stop tomorrow, that would be fine. I enjoy the adult interaction a little bit when you're home day in and day out with your kids. But at the same time, yeah, I wouldn't change it.
I'm Noam Chomsky. You're listening to CFMU 93.3.
My name is Heather Dunham.
and I'm a professional musician and also a music teacher. One of the advantages of working at home is that I do get to set my own schedule, so I can work around whatever I'm doing with my son. But that's also a challenge in that since I do teach piano, that's mostly an after-school activity for most kids. And of course, most of David's activities are also scheduled in after-school hours. And so it gets to be a challenge scheduling my work around not the homeschooling so much, but around his outside activities. It's hard to find activities during the daytime for homeschoolers. There are a few, of course, but most of his activities are in the same hours that I would be doing most of my teaching.
Yeah, so how do you do that then?
It's a matter of coordination of once we know what his activity schedule is, then I schedule my teaching around that. But it does mean that I can do less teaching than I would otherwise because I have to be shuttling him around. When my husband is home in the evenings and on weekends from work, sometimes he can help taking David around to things, but he doesn't get home until late most nights, so most of that's still up to me.
Your job is the job, but it's also a profession that you, something you, it's an art, right?
Yes,
so
yes,
how
it
do
is.
You, if you weren't teaching, I mean, do you have to teach? That's what I'm going to say.
If I weren't teaching, because I do other things as well, I'm a church organist and choir director, and I do a lot of accompanying for like violin students who are taking an exam or professional musicians who need an accompanist for a recital, that sort of thing. But that kind of freelance, that kind of freelance work is more not steady. It's harder to get a steady income, steady work like that. So I do get a fair amount of that work, but I wouldn't be able to live off of just that. If I weren't able to do this teaching that I do, I would probably go back to school, get a doctorate, and be a university professor. But as a performing musician alone, it is fairly difficult to get enough work unless you dedicate your life entirely to the performances, practicing 4 hours a day at least, and getting an agent and booking yourself for concert tours. That's that's the way to make a living at that. But with my family situation, that wasn't something that I really wanted to do either. The passing on of music to the next generation, and even to some of the previous generation as well, is... if I weren't doing that, I would probably just go crazy.
So it really is part of your own personality, your identity.
It is. The way that I have worked it into my life is more a matter of balancing income with family and that sort of thing. But there's no doubt I would have to be doing something with music, no matter what it was.
And then, you know, of course, David gets exposed to this lovely music too, right? Like, I mean, how does that influence him, would you say?
Well, he's always been very musical, and we can see that with him. He actually doesn't like to play the piano. I keep trying to convince him that he should start taking it up, but he won't, and, you know, you don't want to push too much, but he does enjoy the string instruments. He wanted to play the cello when he was 2 years old, and so he's now playing violin, actually, for going on 5 years now. And he sings, and he drums, and he dances. I like to say, when I was doing my master's degree, was when I was pregnant with David, and so he had a front row seat at my graduation recital, first year recital, I should say. So he was born loving Brahms, I think. And he showed that from an early age, always has been a good singer, and has a good rhythm, and he'll improvise songs sometimes. We'll just start singing off the top of his head, making up words. It's quite cute to see.
Do you find that your work takes up a lot of time that you can't focus on here?
Not too much, really. I only work really part-time hours. Okay. Yeah, if it was full-time hours, then yeah. And some music teachers do manage to squeeze in 40, 50 hours a week. But I just do 15 or 20, so I still have lots of time. There are a few times during the week when I have to schedule a student when David is just at home and there's nobody else looking after him. He's old enough now that he can look after himself for 45 minutes or an hour, but especially if it's a kid who he's friendly with, he will come into the studio and, Mom! Or he'll just want to sit and listen. When he's quiet, that's okay. But sometimes he does get a little noisy and we have to send him back upstairs to play. If you want to do it, there's always a way. it sometimes does mean some lifestyle changes, some things that you couldn't do that maybe you would want to do otherwise, but it's for a, you know, a greater purpose. I mean, the welfare of your kids and your family, and anything that you want to do, you can always do later after the kids are grown up and moved away. But there's, you know, whatever your skills are, there's always something that you can find to get a little income and work around things to find it.
The end!
I'm gonna wrap myself in paper. I'm gonna daub myself with glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you.
Contact Radio Free School at grassroots@hwcn.org or mail P.O. Box 19, 1280 Main Street West, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, L8S1CO.